Welcome to Pop Culture Happy Hour, our roundtable podcast about what we are watching, reading, and listening to. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture and entertainment blog, Monkey See. And I'm here in the studio with Stephen Thompson, who's a writer and editor with NPR Music. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Linda.
Stephen and I are here together on this lovely Monday to talk about the Emmy Awards, which were on last night on a lovely Sunday. So the host of the Emmy Awards was Andy Samberg.
I thought he got off to a slightly rocky start. I thought some of the jokes landed more than others, but I thought he was delightful. And I've discovered that I am officially fully in the tank for Andy Samberg, loving Brooklyn Nine-Nine so much. I thought this was just a fun ceremony throughout. I mean, every three-hour award ceremony is going to have bits that work better than others.
Yeah.
There are going to be little draggy sections here and there, but this was among the awards shows I've enjoyed most in my recent years of having to watch every awards show.
Yeah, I agree. Anytime that a three-hour awards show, first of all, comes in on time.
Yeah.
And second of all, I don't find myself looking at my watch or looking at what time it is or stopping somewhere in the middle and thinking, oh my gosh, we're only X through this.
Right.
There's still X to go. Which really never happened during this ceremony. It didn't have too many bits that felt like filler to me. It didn't have too many bits that felt like this is just a thing in the middle of a thing to drag everything out.
Yeah.
I agree with you that I think the monologue was a little uneven, but in a way, I was tickled that it had enough of a point of view to be uneven.
Yeah.
Because so often what you get from something like that is just something that's so generic and so without life that it's just, you know, it's a celebrity joke and then another celebrity joke. I mean, he got in what I thought was a pretty good joke about True Detective.
It's been a year of goodbyes. We said goodbye to Mad Men and Parks and Recreation. And And we also said goodbye to True Detective, even though it's still on the air.
I thought he did a good job of doing a little bit of a joke about diversity.
But the big story this year, of course, is diversity. This is the most diverse group of nominees in Emmy history. So congratulations, Hollywood, you did it. Yeah. Racism is over. Don't fact check that.
That was the right joke, I think, for him to do. And as it turned out, I think the increased representation of particularly Black women turned out to be one of the really nice stories of the night.
Oh, absolutely. The big takeaway that everyone's talking about is Viola Davis from How to Get Away with Murder, who became the first African-American woman to win, you know, a moment somewhat similar in terms of, oh my God, how did it take this long when Halle Berry won the Best Actress Oscar. Viola Davis gave this beautiful speech opened by quoting Harriet Tubman.
Mm-hmm. In my mind, I see a line. And over that line, I see green fields and lovely flowers and beautiful white women with their arms stretched out to me over that line. But I can't seem to get there no how. I can't seem to get over that line. That was Harriet Tubman in the 1800s. And let me tell you something. The only thing that separates women of color from anyone else is opportunity.
Right. And our friend Gene Demby talked about this a little bit on Twitter last night, too, that there's an uncomfortable quality when you say the first Black woman to win this award, as if it's the first one who's been able to the first one
to commentary on the quality of performances.
Exactly. And you never want to talk about that outside the context of how rare those roles have been, unfortunately. And this is something, again, Eric Deggans from NPR has also talked about this, how few series there have ever been that have put Black women in a position to win or be nominated.
To be lead actress, which means you're essentially the star of the show.
Right, exactly. And so there was this great speech by Viola Davis. There was a lovely speech by Uzo Aduba from Orange is the New Black,
who won in supporting
in a drama series. Also, like, I had not thought a lot about how exciting and awesome it would be if Regina King won for American Crime.
Mm-hmm.
But she is this actress who was essentially a teenage actress on 227, you know, progressed into this really lovely, incredibly talented woman who's been in a bunch of TV shows. She's in The Leftovers. She was in Southland. She's Cuba Gooding's wife in Jerry Maguire. Mm-hmm. And it is still the role that, for me, defines...
Oh, she's so good in that.
Just because a character is somebody's wife doesn't mean they have to be just somebody's wife. Yeah, and that has to be a throwaway role. With the right actress and the right writing, it can actually be a really special part of a movie. There's this great GIF, you have to see it. It's embedded in my post on Monkey See, of the other actresses, Kathy Bates and Sarah Paulson and Zoe Kazan and Monique and maybe Angela Bassett. Mm-hmm. The other actresses reacting to Regina King winning. This is not just like, oh, isn't that nice? I didn't win. This is like this explosive excitement.
Nice.
Because they love her and they're legitimately very excited that she won. So that to me was also a great story.
Part of what made this such a tremendously, I thought, overall satisfying evening.
Agree.
One thing that I never experienced in throughout a 3-hour awards telecast was anger.
Right. I talked about that a bunch, that the thing to be unhappy about, quote unquote unhappy about, was always there's something else that I also would have been excited to see win. Julia Louis-Dreyfus won again for Veep. She wins a lot. But who can hold it against Julia Louis-Dreyfus? Yeah. Not only is she a great actress, but she's great on that show. That's a perfectly deserving performance. And yet, it was the end of Amy Poehler being nominated for Parks and Rec, which I would have loved to see happen.
Yeah, she's been nominated something like 16 times and never won.
It's,
would have been nice. There were a lot of satisfying possible outcomes.
It's an embarrassment of riches problem. I mean, I think for me personally, it was very nice to see, and it's nothing against Modern Family, but it was very nice to see a comedy win besides Modern Family. It was Veep. I would have loved to see Parks win. Yeah. I would have loved to see Silicon Valley win, which is such a good show. And if you've not been watching Silicon Valley.
I have not been watching Silicon Valley.
It's so good. I would have loved to see either of those win, or Andre Brouwer, or, you know, any of these. Or Taraji P. Henson for Empire, who was up against Viola Davis. And that was a beautiful win.
And who very satisfyingly jumped to her feet.
Yes.
Jon Hamm won his first Emmy.
At last,
kind of a coronation victory lap Emmy.
Right, for Mad Men,
finally. That was certainly a lovely moment. I was thrilled to see Tracy Morgan come on stage. He didn't win an award, but he presented the final award of the night. They had Mel Brooks come and give out Best Comedy, and they had Tracy Morgan give out Best Drama. Mm-hmm. And seeing Tracy Morgan walk out 15 months after a grisly car accident, it just fed that whole feeling of, like, I'm actually enjoying this.
Right. And you felt good for it. Was an award show that made you feel good for a lot of people.
Yes.
I don't think either you or I is a Game of Thrones person, but Game of Thrones won Outstanding Drama Series and had never won before.
Yeah. And it's an undeniably brilliantly made show. It's not necessarily for me, but I didn't feel like, oh my God, what a ripoff.
And it hadn't won before. Yeah. So you don't have that feeling of them just doing the same thing over and over and over again. There were a lot of things. Jeffrey Tambor winning for Transparent. Who doesn't love that guy? He's been around for a million years.
He's been nominated exclusively in supporting roles. Mm-hmm. I almost always only see him in supporting roles. Seeing him win a lead actor award for a wonderful performance in a terrific show.
I mean, I've been watching him going back to wearing sweatsuits in Three's Company. Like that or maybe The Ropers. Maybe a little both. I think he was in both, come to think of it. My point being, long time with that guy.
Been a
long time with that guy doing all kinds of stuff, and to see him in such a wonderful, in my opinion, dramatic, but that's okay.
Yes. Very fair point.
Different debate, doesn't matter. Wonderful performance, who cares? But, so there was a lot about this show that felt full and satisfying and that kind of provided stories for you to kind of latch onto.
It was interesting. One of the interesting takeaways from the night, though, was how many of the winners were from cable or Amazon in the case of Transparent. Like, how few network TV big winners there were.
Yeah.
And kind of what a shame it is that stuff isn't available to everybody.
Yeah. And HBO was the big winner. They won 14 awards, and the closest competitor was Comedy Central, which won 4, mostly for Jon Stewart, but also for Amy Schumer picked one up. But, so definitely not much going on for networks, which is funny because there are a lot of, particularly in comedy, there's some very good stuff happening on networks. And we should also run down a couple of other HBO's Olive Kittredge.
Yeah, that won a lot.
Starring Frances McDormand. Also, just kind of swept its way through the limited series stuff. Jon Stewart swept his way through most of the talk show stuff.
It was a big night for sentimental favorites.
It was.
In general. There were a lot of shows ended this is commenting on. I mean, The Daily Show is over. Stephen Colbert is over. David Letterman is over. Mad Men is over. There were a lot of shows to give Lifetime Achievement Awards to.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. Full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider or at npr.org. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Linda. We'll